Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
Alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman was back in court today to be indicted on two more killings. Our Sophia Hall has a story.
Rex Huerman charged with two murders today, making the total to six women killed. Legal expert attorney Stephen Politi says this will likely not affect the trial starting early next year.
It seems as though there must have been some piece of evidence that they were able to now connect to one or more of the other bodies that were found at Gilgo.
The first search at Huerman's Massapequa Park house lasted 12 days. The second, more recent search lasted about a week. Huerman has maintained his innocence. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Police are asking for help finding the man who tried to steal cell phones from two separate victims on a subway platform in the Bronx. On Tuesday morning, about 11 o'clock, the man approached a 67-year-old woman at the 182nd, 183rd Street B&D station platform and attempted to grab her phone. When she started to yell, he fled. 2.5 hours later, same platform, the suspect got away with the phone of a 34-year-old man. He was last seen fleeing southbound on Webster Avenue. If you have any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, this afternoon, the city council will vote on modifications to Mayor Adams' proposed City of Yes plan, which addresses outdated commercial zoning regulations to support economic growth and small businesses. Council member Jessica Gutierrez spoke to 1010 Winds about the tweaks.
The goal of the council was to do more to protect residents, to protect businesses, to protect manufacturing, and to, yes, eliminate some of those like caveats that made things impossible.
Gutierrez says the revisions will make it easier to start a business in a building while still being fair to the people who live there. Nadine Menendez has been excused from appearing in court next week for a pretrial hearing. Her lawyer says she's experiencing intense chronic pain after invasive surgery for breast cancer. Her trial has now been delayed until at least July. Menendez and her husband, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, have both pleaded not guilty to bribery charges. The city's Department of Education is conducting a practice exercise today on a day off for students to make sure the system is able to pivot to remote learning in case of school closures due to weather or other emergencies. The DOE had conducted a similar drill last December, but then when schools had to go remote one day last February because of snow, you might remember a major glitch prevented both students and teachers across the city from logging on. City officials have been working with IBM to make sure that wouldn't happen again. Parents who say their children were promised admission to free 3K but didn't get it are rallying this morning at City Hall Park.
Thousands of parents across the city received the news they were not hoping to get, finding out their child did not get in to the city's pre-K 3 program. Today, 100 parents rallying in City Hall Park, many of them bringing their kids with them, like Megan with her daughter, 2-year-old Ava.
We applied to 10 programs, the only schools that we could logistically get to, and still we didn't get the seat we were promised.
Susan Elliott is a mom of a 2-year-old and is wondering how she's going to sustain living in the city.
We were counting on 3K and pre-K to help ease that burden. New York is famously unaffordable. The fact that there was the promise of 3K and pre-K made us feel like it would be ridiculous to leave.
Yeah. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall Park.
Well, with their contract expiring at the end of the month, more than 1,500 union workers from three local Port Authority airports are rallying at JFK and Newark today for better wages and labor conditions. Vladimir Clerjune is a wheelchair attendant at JFK. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
We're currently looking for $25 an hour. The cost of health insurance goes up every year. So we definitely need that. I mean, people need things like basic paid time off. Paid time off is not something that's offered by a lot of the contractors at the airport.
The Port Authority has responded by saying they've ensured that airport workers at JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark are among the highest paid in the nation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.